about Lag Ba'Omer? Okay, like a day where we have Kabbalat HaTorah, Torah Tassil, the Torah of Secrets. It's like we have Kabbalat HaTorah Benigle, we have Kabbalat HaTorah Benister, and that's Lag Ba'Omer. But the truth is, I have to be honest with you, I think it's a very, very strange holiday, and a strange thing in particular that our community celebrates Lag Ba'Omer. Okay? I mean, we love the Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's awesome. But at the end of the day, who are we celebrating on Lag Ba'Omer? Which Gadol? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you can't avoid it, he was an extremist. He mamish, but doesn't seem to personify, at least l'choira, the values of our community. And so it's kind of funny that we celebrate. I mean, the way we celebrate in the first place is kind of funny, going up and making big bonfires and playing sports, playing softball and burning things. It's a very interesting holiday. But aside from that, especially in our community, it's strange that we're celebrating the personality of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why do I say that? Because what's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai famous for? What's his shita on life? In terms of Talmud Torah ve'avodah, right? It's Torah and... You're talking about Kabbalah, for sure. Yeah. But I'm saying, in the Gemara itself, what do we know about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? I bless you guys to learn the Gemara inside. It's an amazing Gemara. You guys know the daf that tells the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? It's Shabbos, because his whole life was Shabbos. And which daf?
Lama Gimel.
Lama Gimel. Lama Gimel, Lag and Shabbos. So you guys, Bemet, look at it inside. It's so much more chazak you learn the inside. But there's a story there and there's a story in Brachos. Let's start with the story in Brachos. The Gemara says there's two opinions regarding whether we should work or whether we should learn. There's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says we need to learn Taida. What else do you have to do? You have to go out to the fields and work and raise up the holy sparks and sanctify Eretz Yisrael like Rav Kook. We like Rabbi Yishmael. What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say? Just learn. What's gonna happen if every day, all day, we're working and going to the field? Torah mate. What's gonna be with the Torah, right? Therefore, who should work? Everyone else, the non-Torah scholars, right? Who should learn? Jews. We should just learn all day. Sounds kind of like who?
Us.
Haredim. Sounds kind of like the Haredi perspective, right? Sounds kind of not like who? Like Rav Kook, like religious Zionists. It kind of sounds kind of like the antithesis of what our outlook on life is, right? And you look in the story in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave. How does it start off? There's three rabbis: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda looks at the bright side. Look at those Romans; they have sharim. They made for us nice shukim, nice bathhouses. Wow, looking at the bright side of things. He's an optimist, right? We like that, Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Nothing. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Nah, the Goyim, they hate us. Everything they're doing, they're only doing it for themselves. They just want money. They want money for their prostitutes. They want money for their shuks. And all they care about is the Goshmias. And... what about, they don't have these Torah values. So a bunch of guys. So again, like, why are we, going up to Meron and celebrating and it's a lot of fun? Sure, but like, what the heck are we celebrating on Lag Ba'Omer? What do you guys think? That's true. Okay, but why? Okay, fine. But I'm talking about specifically Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the minute of going to Meron. The Torah then he started, went out to the world and it was like a wedding in heaven when he got the Shemayim and the Kabbalah went out to the world. You're right, absolutely right. But I'm saying focusing on Rishon Bar Yochai's personality. He revealed it. But how do we connect to his personality? Yeah.
Well, when he went back into the cave and he came out with a different person. He came out with a different view. So like maybe we're celebrating him like different view on how he's like.
Okay, beautiful. So Bekitzer, I want to say, on a simple level, your point, and then I want to go one step deeper. Okay, if you read the story, again, you have to read it inside to get the full story. It's an amazing Agadah. It's an evolution. He starts off in this kind of negative, pessimistic way of looking at the world. He goes out to the world, everything he sees, he burns it up, says the Gemara. He looks at everything negatively. What does the Bat Kol scream out at that point? Have you gone out to my world to destroy my world? Right? If you're going to start using your Torah to look negatively, pessimistically, down on everyone, forget it. Go back to hell. Go back to the cave for another 12 months. He goes out of the cave. And what does he see? He sees a man with two myrtles in his hand. Not just one, but two. Why two myrtles? One for Shamar, one for Zachar. In other words, he learns the secret of Shabbos Kodesh. He learns the secret of Erev Shabbos, of working and physically using the physical world, being an extremist. This guy was extremely passionate about Torah, but he used it, connected to Hashem in a physical way, through the two myrtles. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai finally realizes that you can be passionate about Torah and bring that passion to the physical, uplift the physical. Right? We have to be passionate about both of them, and that is why there's even a chiastic structure in the story, where at the end of the day, Rabbi Shimon is using his spiritual powers not to look negatively at the world, but to do what? To fix the world, and he's fixing bathhouses, and he's fixing the impurity in the world, and he's fixing the shukim. So in other words, Rabbi Shimon, in a certain way, is a perfect character because he has this evolution where he goes from kind of an extremist that's only Torah, and he realizes we have to take the Torah values and bring it out to the physical world. Okay? That's a nice feel-good end of the story. I want to make one more point to take with us about Rabbi Shimon. At the end of the day, if you look at Rabbi Shimon's character, even in the story itself, he's still a zealot. He still tells his son, okay, it's good that they're learning, they're doing avodah, but it's good enough that me and you are learning Torah like with a fire and a passion. He's still looking, he's still in the cave steiging all day. He's still extremely zealous and passionate about something. What he's passionate about is Torah. Okay? So to take it one step further, for me at least, what Lag BaOmer is it's the day to think about in my life, am I passionate about anything? Is there some part of my Judaism which I'm an extremist about, which I'm totally nuts about, which I'm totally crazy about? I'll give you an example. There's an Arayta boy who I was very, very close with a few years ago, and he was struggling with God and theology and whatnot, but he was passionate about meditation and tefillah. And he took sometimes a half hour for his Shemona Esrei on Friday night, sometimes 45 minutes. That was his thing, right? I remember when I heard the sticha from my Rebbe in Shana Aleph, I said, all right, what am I going to be passionate? I'm going to run to shul. I'm going to show that there's one thing in my life that I'm going to be zealous. I'm going to be passionate about it. And it could be for you, it's passionate about Bahat Lu'echa Kamocha, passionate about Chesed, passionate about balance. I don't know. But whatever it is, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us, take even 3 minutes a day, maybe right after tefillah, learn, make a seder, to be passionate, on fire with one halacha, but like learn it with all your heart and all your soul. Okay? So for me, the takeaway of Lag BaOmer is to take that fire of Rabbi Shimon and let's think about today, find one thing in our Torah that we really, really want to be a crazy extremist about. Zvat Hashem. Have an amazing Lag BaOmer.